Hi there. The word for you today is on the blessings of the compassionate heart. In Psalm 41, verse 1, the Bible says, "Oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor." Even in a bad economy, most of us are still better off than others and better off than we've ever been. We may lack the latest, the biggest, the finest, and the fastest, but we seldom lack the necessary, right? Now, God doesn't guilt trip us. But he does want us to consider. That word consider means remember and be mindful of the poor. In Proverbs 21 verse 13, Solomon says, "He who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be answered." Let me ask you, could this be a key to your prayers getting answered? To be comfortably provided for is a blessing, but you must not forget those in need. So what's God's attitude toward the poor? And what does he expect of us? Well, let me give you some scriptures. Deuteronomy 15 verse 7, the New International Version of Scripture, and I quote, "If there is a poor man among your brothers, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward him and give him nothing. For you will be found guilty of sin." Helping others is an obligation, not an option. In Scripture, the tithe actually took care of God's work and God's servants, but it was also to be shared with, listen to it, Deuteronomy 26 verse 12, "the alien, the fatherless, and the widow, so that they may eat and be satisfied." In Leviticus 25 verse 35, God said, "If one of your countrymen becomes poor, unable to support himself, help him as you would an alien or a temporary resident, so he can continue to live among you." The truth is, we've all been called to feed, shelter, and clothe the needy. You see, God is compassionate and generous to the poor, and he promises us his blessing if we follow his example. Okay?